Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Staubs. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Staubs. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Gordon moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Gordon moves to third. Doby moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Doby moves to third. Keltner moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Tex Houston now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. One out. It's 4-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. DiMaggio steals second. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Bob Feller now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Stevens scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien takes first base on ball four. Doerr moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doerr moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Gordon reaches third base with a triple. Boudreaux scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 8-3, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Doerr reaches second base with a double. There goes Stevens trying to get to home. Dobie throws the ball into Boudreaux, who relays the ball to Hegan, who tags Stevens, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dobie hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesce hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Feller bunts towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bat settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on bats. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Tex Houston. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-4 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.